one here for me?
Okay. This is the microphone? Okay, so I have to reset that. How's he gonna hold it?
Put it on his little jacket.
All right. It is my privilege this afternoon to present to you Morenu v'Rabenu, Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva University, Rosh Kol of the Katz Kollel, and the Talmud Mubok of Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal. As one of today's preeminent Talmudei Chachamim and Poskim, Rav Schechter is impacting directly and indirectly on the Torah community the world over, and has further demonstrated strong and courageous leadership in vigorously defending and strengthening the Mesorah and Torah values. His advice and guidance has proved pivotal and essential in determining the path and approach of major Orthodox institutions, including the RCA and OU, towards many of today's major halachic questions and challenges. Rabbi Shirim often emphasized the unity of Torah, it's all one, and providing outstanding bekiyut and yediyot for his talmidim. And as a living role model of Torah, Rav Schechter inspires his talmidim to even greater heights in learning, midot, Yerushalayim, and avodas Hashem. And as a result, his vast multitude of talmidim, already ranked today among the Torah leadership in many parts of the world, it is therefore a tremendous honor to present to you one of the great Gedolei Hador of our generation, Rav Schechter Shlita. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I was asked to speak about Inyani Purim. Rav Soloveitchik had a lot to say about Purim, so I'll say over some of the things that I heard. So on a normal year, you have 1 month of Ador. If you have a Shonim Averis, you have Oder Rishon, Oder Sheni. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, based on a Biur Agro in Hilchas Tainis, that Oder Rishon, Oder Sheni, they're both Ador. When you have a Shonim Averis, you have 4 days of Purim. When you have a Shana Pshut, you have 2 days of Purim. You Dalad and Tezvov, and the Gemara says, Lesa shal zeh bozeh v'shal zeh bozeh. This hesped v'taynus applies to both days and to all 4 days. He said, let's say Pesach is a yantav of 7 days, but you have to have the Seder the first night of Pesach. It's one Kedusha Sayyam for 7 days, but you can't be Yotze Matzah Mor if you have it on the fifth day. On the last day, Shvi Shal Pesach, you have to Davka have the Laila Harishon. Rosh Hashanah is a yantav of 24 hours, but you have to blow shofar by yom. Can't blow shofar by laila, you're not yotze. So the Purim is a yantav of 2 days or 4 days. When do you fulfill the mitzvahs hayom? So that's a whole discussion. Do you fulfill the Gemara? The Biur Agro in Hilchos Tainis is like this. There's a question, if a person has yartzeit in Chodesh Adar, someone died in the Shana Pshuta, and one observes yartzeit Shana Mabera, so which of the 2 months should he fast? So the Mechaber and the Ramah presented as a Shaila bin Adorim Halacha Chaloshim Bani Adam. The fasting on a yartzeit is an inyan of a neder. A person, even if he didn't take the neder b'peh, but if a person is noig a minik toiv once and he can plans to continue it permanently, or he observes a minik toiv 3 times in a row, and it's an umdana that observing, even if he's not thinking one way or the other, that's muchach mitoicha, that he plans to continue it. So then the neder is, meaning tov is binding mitam neder, mitam rabbanon. That's the way the Ran in the Dorim on Nachpeh and Beis quotes the Balei HaTosfos like that. That's the way it's quoted in Yeridah. The Rambam has a different understanding of what the Rav had a beautiful shiva and that also. The Rambam has a different understanding of what the Gemara meant that minig mitam neder. But that's the way it says in Yeridah. I think Simen Reish Yudalit or something like that. Then minig tov is binding mitam neder. So bin Dorim haloch achaloshim and yodam. So if the person fasted in Ador, then it comes to Shana Muberes, so which Ador should he fast? So that's the question. Loshem Be'yodam, which Ador do you refer to? The Rishon as Ador Stam, or do you refer to Ador Sheni as Ador Stam? So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah in Nidorim, and a discussion in the Rishonim. When you fill out Shtar, also Shtoris are written by Loshem Be'yodam. So I think that Balei HaTosfos quote that the Rabbeinu Tam's daughter got married in Chodesh Ador, and the Shana Mulberis, and the Shaila was, when do you write? We write Ad Harish and Ad Hasheni, so no Shaila. But if you're going to write one, and you're going to write Ad Stam, so which one is the Ad Stam? So it depends on Lashem Leyam. So that's the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it. Machlokes Mechaben Ramad, based on the Mishnah and the Dorim, the Nedarim Halacha Chaloshim Leyam. And then the Ramah says that there's an opinion to face both. So the opinion to face both, if you would have asked me, nobody asked me. If you would have asked me, I would have said, because there's a machlaika, so you want to satisfy both. So the Bir Agra doesn't say like that. Maybe it says it in the Dark Emotion, maybe it says in the Beis Yosef like this. But Rav Soloveitchik just mentioned from the Bir Agra, the Gra says the Gemara in Megillah in the first parak raises a question, should you read the Megillah in Ad Rishon or should you read the Megillah in Ad Sheni? So the Gemara has conflicting considerations. On the one hand, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah, so you have Yudalad Adar Rishon is already Purim, so why not read on Yudalad Adar Rishon, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah, like the Gemara has in Menachos. They did Tziras HaEmer, always the field would be Samach LiYerushalayim. Why should you go far away? Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah, so you can do Tziras HaEmer, the Bez Nagadol goes. If you do Ketziras Ha'emer, you bump into, let's say there's a lulav over here, there's a lulav on the table on the back. So why should I walk away from this one? Why should I be mavir? There's a lulav here. So you use this lulav, use the first lulav that you bump into. So use the first farm that you bump into. So you also use the first purim that you bump into. Use your dalar adarishan. Why wait till your dalar adarishan? On the other hand, there's an opposite consideration that mismach lulav gula difa. That we should be Masmech Purim to Pesach. Pesach is going to be in this, and so we should observe Ad Sheni. So the Vilna Gaon says, what do you mean? You have a consideration ahi and a consideration ahi. Which is the real Ador? Is the real Ador the Rishon Ad Sheni? So you see from the Gemara that they're both Ador, and both in all 4 days are Purim. Lesser shall zeb zeb shall zeb zeb, all four are Purim. The only question is, which day do you fulfill the mitzvah Zayon, like you have, like the Mashal? Pesach is a yantav of 7 days, and the Seder has to be the first night. You can't be yotzei the Seder the last day of Pesach. And Rosh Hashanah is a yantav of 24 hours. You have to, and the lulav has to be by yom, not by laila, even though the yantav Rishon of Sukkot is a 24-hour yantav, and the yantav of Rosh Hashanah is 24 hours. But you can only be yotzei the Tikkun Shofar and the Netilas lulav by yom, and not by laila. Just like there's a din on Shabbos, there's a din mederabbanan. Migdus katzoy de bemashmashis is katzoy de kuliyoyim. So that's a din in muktzah. The whole din in muktzah is only mederabbanan. The whole din in muktzah, the tiltal is only mederabbanan. So Rav Soloveitchik understood there was a big machlokes between the Avnei Nezer, the Sochot Shavu Rebbe, and the Chechen Avnei Rebbe. So the Avnei Nezer, Rav Soloveitchik, when he was young in Europe, used to use the Avnei Nezer a lot. Every so often he would say a shir. When he would remember, he would say B'Shem Mama. A lot of times he wouldn't remember, but he would say word for word, point by point, the same as the Avnei Nezer, quite a few times. So he understood, like the Avnei Nezer, that Migdus Katzoy Ben Hashmashis is Katzoy Kuyama is based on the assumption called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. It's rooted in a Din Deraisa, namely, that the Oyser of Shabbos is the Ben Hashmashis of Tchilas Hayayim is the Oyser of all of Shabbos. The Chechen of a Rebbe disagreed. His opinion was that every moment of Shabbos has Kedushas Hayom, and every moment is Mechayev and Issa Melochem. There was a great Goyin who was killed by the Nazis in the Second World War, at the end of the Warsaw Uprising. I think he was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto. At the end, he was known as the Kozhoglov. Kozhoglov was a little village in Galicia that was destroyed, I think, in the First World War, when Rav Meir Shapira founded the Lublin Yeshiva. So he invited this Kozhak Lava Goyen to be the Rosh Yeshiva, the top Magachir, Rav Aryeh Fromer. So he has a sefer that's called Shabbos Tshuvos, Eretz Tzvi. His name is Tzvi, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Fromer, I think. So in his sefer, he quotes this Machlokes. He was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. So he quotes this machlokes between Sochot Shavu Rebbe and Chechen Avraham Rebbe. Then he points out that it's really a machlokes, the Rosh and the Maharam Rutberg. If you look the last page in the Rosh, on Moed Katan, there's a discussion, Katan Shehigdal Be'emtzo Shloshim. There is a machlokes in the Geonim. There's a din of Chinuch, a child before Bar Mitzvah, the Rabbanon. You see to it that he observes all the mitzvahs, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, and Hagim, everything. Well, what about Avelus? Do we insist that the child should observe Avelus? So there's machlokes in the goyim, and our psak in Shulchan Aruch is that there's no chinuch on avelus. Whatever the explanation is, Moshe has a whole tshuva discussing what's the reason why there's no chinuch. Whatever it is, there's no chinuch on avelus. So the question is, but what if a person hears a shmo kreva? A person hears within 30 days, it's called the shmo kreva. After 30 days, called the shmo rechok. 30 days of what? 30 days after what? So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. And we're Mekel. If it's already 30 days after the Misa, even though it's not 30 days after the Kvura, so that's already called Shmor Rechayka. So Shmor Kreiva, before a person knows that the relative passed away, there's nothing about Avelus at all. Let's say, I know that I'm a doctor in the hospital, I know that Pliny passed away, and I made up that I'm going to pick up Pliny's son to go to a wedding tonight. So there's no violation of Lifnei Iver. If I pick him up and I take him to the wedding and I dance with him, because Mani does know that his relative died, there's no din of avelus. Maybe it's not a smart idea to take him to the wedding. He's going to be angry. Why didn't tell him that his father died? He would want to make arrangements for the funeral. But al pidin, the avelus doesn't begin till after you have yediyah. You have to have yediyah. It's based on a person. Okay. So there's a din. If the yediyah comes within 30 days of the nisa, then it's shmo kreva, then the oval is noik shiva shlosh. Even though all the relatives already observed Shiva 3 weeks ago, he finds out the 21st day, 28th day after the Misa. He has to begin observing Shiva Shlosh. But if he doesn't find out about the death of the relative till after 30 days, that's called Shmo Rechaika, then he only have Noyag Yomechot, only Avelus Yomechot, and the Yomechot we chisel down and we say Mikzayam Kukul on the Yomechot. It's Gemaris like that. So the Maharam Rutmerg is quoted by the Rosh on the last page in the Rosh on my cotton. What if the cotton, we paskin, there's no avelus for a cotton. There's no chinach on avelus. What if the kid becomes bar mitzvah within 30 days? So the Maharam Rutmerg is of the opinion that the Shmua Kreiva is mechayiv him. Because man is a cotton, there's no chinach avelus. No chinach. If he becomes bar mitzvah within 30 days, then he has the Shmua after he became a gadol. Then he's mechuyev meyikar adin to observe shiva shloshim. But the chiyav avelus begins with stimas hagoyla, the gemar hakfura. At the time of gemar hakfura, he wasn't mechuyev. So why does he become mechuyev later? So he says there's a gemar nivamas in the lamids around lamid dalid, also lamid gimel, lamid dalid, that says it speaks about a kotan becoming bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. Kid becomes bar mitzvah 2 o'clock in the afternoon. On Shabbos afternoon. How is that possible? So the Gemara says, Hevish Dei Cyrus, whatever. Some Rishonim hold that Yigom the Eislais. The Gemara says, like Yigom the Eislais. That if the child was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he becomes Bar Mitzvah. 13 years later, Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Zion at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, becomes Bar Mitzvah 13 years later, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So Leitch used to laugh about that. He thought that was a big joke. But in the Rishonim Nachmanim, it's 50-50. Half of the Rishonim hold like that. That's what it says in the Gemara, the Eislais. So the other Rishonim say, it doesn't mean that. It means that you don't say all the children who were born in this year all become Bar Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the 14th year. They don't all become Bar Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. Each one becomes Bar Mitzvah on his birthday. Yud Gimel Shana V'yayim Echad, the day after his birthday. It does mean the Rosh Hashanah of the 14th year. But after the Rishonim understand it literally. Meis Leis means it becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of the day. So I'll call upon Gemara, forget about the details. One talks about a child becoming Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. Until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he was a kotan, so his observance of Shabbos was only midrabbanan mitam chinuch. He wasn't mechuyev min haTorah. So if the kotan will be mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, he won't bring a chatos. Chatos is not bo b'neder adova. So the chachamim can't be mechayev you a chatos. But if he'll be mechal Shabbos in the afternoon, then he'll b'shogeg, after 2 o'clock, then he will be chayev a chatos. So the Maharam Rutenberg asked a question, why? But when Shabbos began, he was a katan. So you see that ein dicha eitzel mitzvahs. That's the lashon that he used. Ein dicha eitzel mitzvahs, based on the Gemara. You see that the mechayev of Shabbos, he's assuming, he's hanoch, his premises. Mechayev of observance of Shabbos is the bein hashmashes of tchilos hayoyim. And even though he was a katan, the bein hashmashes is mechayev him avu lach hazman. It's mechayev him to observe Shabbos from 2 o'clock on, after he'll be hevish deisars, or after he'll be meisleis, after he'll be bar mitzvah. So who had the nami here? The stimus hagoylo, the kvur, the gemar hakvur is mechayv the kot, navu lach hazman, if and when, if he'll become bar mitzvah within the first 30 days, then this nimes hagel that took place now, bikat nuso, will be mechayev him lachazman. And that's what he uses the expression, Maram Ritmar uses the Loshon HaGemara. It's a Gemara ben get to kisi adam. So Gemara says that ain't dicha etzel mitzvah, you can have a mechayev abur lachazman. So the Rosh writes, his Rebbe passed away. Maram Ritmar was the end of the Bali HaTesus. His Rebbe passed away. And he says an expression, Ein Meshivin Asari Lacha Moisa. I think it's a Loshon of Mishnais. Ein Meshivin Asari. If you want to pick a fight with a lion, so if you're going to fight with the lion while a lion is alive, he'll devour me. So I'll pick a fight with the lion after he died. So of course I'm going to win. So he says, it's not fair. I argue with the Rebbe passed away. If the Rebbe would be alive, he would rip me to pieces. But he says, he doesn't understand this. Even though it's not fair that I disagree with the Rebbe after he died, but he says, Torah, he doesn't understand. He says, Shabbos, every minute of Shabbos has Kedusha Sayyim. So the kid becomes bar mitzvah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So 2:01, he's mechayev to observe Shabbos, of course. But over here, the mechayev avavela says stimus agel. When the stimus agel took place, the kid was a katan, so there was no mechayev. How do you see what's a tushta from Shabbos? So the Kozhik Lava Goyen writes that this machlokes between the Sochat Shavu Rebbe and the Chechanov Rebbe was a machlokes between the Maharam Rutmerg and the Rosh. So the Rav Soloveitchik always assumed, like the Maharam Rutmerg, and like the Sochat Shavu Rebbe, like the Avnei Nezer, that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said, Tikkun. The fact that the Gemara says, Migeres Katzoy Leben Hashmash, it says Katzoy Lekul Yoyma, and you have the reverse also, Gemara in the end of Shabbos, that if something was not muktzah at the beginning of Bein Hashmashes, it will not become muktzah in the middle of Shabbos. If you have a bottle and it smashes in the middle of Shabbos to little smithereens, and it's mamash, each one is junk, that's muktzah mamash. That thing can become muktzah in the middle of Shabbos. If you eat up all the chicken left with chicken bones, so it does become muktzah. Michael Onim, Shenishtana Limas, and Leos Michael Behem, that's the first daf in Beitzah. We paskin that it does become muktzah. That's noilat. Michael Adam shenishtam liyos Michael Behem. But if it didn't change, just I had an old suit. I was a poor man and I have this torn suit, not so nice. But what can I do? I'm a poor man, I wear that suit. Then in the middle of Shabbos, I find out that I won the Irish sweepstakes. So I take my suit and I throw it in the garbage. Nothing changed in the suit. I changed. I became a rich man. I throw out the old shmata. But at the beginning of Shabbos, it was an old shmata that I wore. In the middle of Shabbos, I decided to throw it out. So the Gemara says, Shabbos hol v'hutra hutra. Since both le'isim and le'hati, if I say it like that, Shabbos hol v'hutra hutra is a concept that appears in Maseches Erevin, a repeated theme on Maseches Erevin. If you had an Erev to be allowed to carry in the beginning of Shabbos, it'd say hol v'hutra hutra. Even though the box of matzahs was eaten up in the middle of Shabbos, the Erev remains. You see that Bein HaShemash, that's what the Avnei Nezer assumes, like the Maram Ritmerg, that the Koveya of everything in Shabbos, the Oysa B'Malocha, is the Tchilas HaYoyim of Shabbos, on the level of the Raisa, so all the Dinim Derabbanim are patterned after the Dinim Deraisa as well. So this is usually the Din by Shabbos and Yontif, the Bein HaShemash of Tchilas HaYoyim is the Koveya. The Kozhik Lava Goyen has the following Nafkemina HaLocha Namaisa. Let's say a person is in the Pacific Ocean, to the east of the international dateline. And it's Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then he goes by boat, his boat moves a little to the west, and it becomes Shabbos afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He never experienced the Bein HaShemashes of Tchilas HaYom. So he thinks the obligation to observe Shabbos can maximum be the Rabbanu. It can't be the Raisa, because he didn't experience a Bein HaShemashes of Tchilas Shabbos. According to the Chechanov Rebbe, according to the Rosh, every minute of Shabbos has Kedusha Sayyad, and every minute asks Bamlacha. So if you cross over the date line and you move into an area where now it's a Kedusha Sayyad of Shabbos, you'll be obligated ben Ator to observe Shabbos. And you won't have any kulas. Mama Shabbos deraisa. And if you live Mechal Shabbos, you have to bring achatos. But he says, if you hold like the Avnei Nezer, who's following the Maharam Ritmerg, the obligation to observe the second half of Shabbos will only be Medrabbanan there, because you never experienced a Tchilas HaYoyim of Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik understood that this carries over to Purim also. You have 2 days of Purim, Yudal and Tezvav. Let's say Hashanah Pshuta, Yudal and Tezvav. The Mechayiv to read the Megillah is the beginning of Purim. When is the beginning of Purim? So one would have normally said Ben Hashmashes of Tchilas Halayla. So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying that since Purim started off as a Goyish holiday, they want to wipe out the Jews on Yudalar Adar. They want to wipe out the Jews on Yud Gimel Adar. Okay, so since it started off as a Goyish event, it was planned by the Nochrim, so the, he didn't mention this, but there's a famous comment the Hafloa has in his Sefer on Kiddushin, and the Makna on Kiddushin. So he says that by us, Hayom Halach Achar Alayla, Shabbos begins at sundown and goes to sundown. Yom Tov, Yom Kippur begins at sundown and goes to sundown. That's by Jews. But by the Goyim, it's the reverse. It's Halal Halach Achar Yom. All the days begin with the morning. In the world now, all the days begin with midnight. So it's in Gansan not. The Loikaman. But that's how the Hafloa writes in the Sefer and the Makna and Kedushin. That by Goyim, all the days begin with the morning. Kedemat and Torah, the days began with the morning. So Rav Soloveitchik assumed that Purim really begins in the morning. And Leil Purim is the night before Purim. It's Erev Purim. It's not Purim. Friday night is Shabbos. But the night of Purim is the night before Purim. It says in Shulchan Aruch there was an opinion. We don't follow this opinion. You look in the Torah, the Goyim were of the opinion that if you daven, normally we daven Ma'ariv on Leil Purim, and then you read the Megillah afterwards. So the Goyim were of the opinion that if you daven Ma'ariv before Mikra Megillah, the way we do, you don't say Alan Nisim, because it isn't really Purim. If you read the Megillah already, Balayli read the Megillah, then you say Alan Nisim, because you spoke about Purim already. But if you didn't read the Megillah, you don't say Alan Nisim. Why? Because it's the night before Purim. You didn't really, it's not really Purim yet. And all the mitzvahs ayam can only be fulfilled by yom. Shalach manas, matanas lav yayinim, sudas purim, adol yoda, everything. A lot of yeshivas, they get drunk at night. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you can't be mekayem many of the mitzvah ayam alaylo. The only mitzvah, because it's not yet Purim, it's the night before Purim. And the only mitzvah that you do by alaylo is mikra megillah. And the Gemara's lashon is, chayvan mikra says, megillah ula shanoisa bayom. What kind of a funny lashon is that? Ula shanoisa bayom. So he quoted, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was quoting from the Netziv's introduction to Chumash Mos. Got to take a look. I think the Netziv has this, but Rav Soloveitchik expanded upon it. He said, he used to give these sharp mishalim. A person reads the Megillah b'alayla and he drops dead before the morning, so he wasn't yotze anything. Not yet to anything. The mitzvah Mikra Megillah is only by yom. All the mitzvahs only by yom. It's the night before Purim. The inyan is of the shanasa by yom. You have to make like you make a lenin on the Gemara, so that the second time you read the Gemara, you'll read it better than the first time. That's the first time you were preparing. So he said the Mikra Megillah by Lado, we say brachas on it, but the Tosfos says that the ikar kriya is by yom. Even though you read the Megillah last night, you still say shachyana when you read the Megillah in the morning. Machlekes, the machlekes harishayim, machlekes the mechaba and the ramah. I live in Washington Heights, so the Yekis and Broyas follow the Mechaber, they follow the Ramam Shita, that you don't, the Goyen Shita like that, you don't say Shechyana Bayom. But the rest of the world follows the Ramah, follows the Baal Yatayis, that you do say Shechyana Bayom. You only say Shechyana on a mitzvah, Abom is man, l'zman. When you wear tefillin today, you don't say Shechyana, you wore tefillin yesterday, you wore tefillin the day before yesterday. We always wear tefillin, so it's not so exciting, so you don't say Shechyana. Only in a mitzvah, bom is man, is man. So if you just read the Megillah last night, what are you reading? When you read the Megillah in the morning, why are you saying Shechyana again? The answer is, Taisa says, the Ikar Kriya is Bayom. What do you mean, Ikar Kriya is Bayom? So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over from Rav Shlomo de Vilna, in the Binyan Shlomo, that the Mishnah never mentioned Kriya's HaMegillah by Lail, only has Bayom. The Rishonim asked that, the Ritva and the Rishonim asked it. So they have difficulty with this. So he thought the real correct answer is, where Rav Shlomo de Vilna says in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo that the Mikra Megillah Balayla was instituted by Zman HaMoroi. It didn't exist. It didn't exist from the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. They only had Kriya Bayom. And the Kriya Balayla was introduced later by these Amoraim in the beginning of Megillah who say that. What does it mean, Chayvam Likris and Megillah Balayla? So Bayom, you can call the Chiv Medivri Kabbalah. It appears in Tanakh and Kisvei HaKodesh. Where does it say? Where does it say in the Megillah? You have to read the Megillah. So that's what the Gemara says in the first half of Megillah. This is a Hayam Uvela Nizkarim in a Hasim. So the word Nizkarim means that the days are spoken of. Spoken of is a reference to Mikra Megillah. That's the Gansa Mokar. from Mikra Megillah, because it says the word Nizkarim. Like Zohar is Yom Shabbos, Lakasha doesn't mean remember the day of Shabbos. To keep it holy means mention the Kedusha Sayyam, to recite Kiddush. And Zohar is Shasalocha Amalek. The Gemara says Zohar Bepeh. Yochel Belev, Talmalayim Allah Sishkach, Arei Belev Oma, Amani Mekayim Zohar, Zohar Bepeh. Means Zohar, the verb Zohar means Lahazikir, to mention. So this also, Ayam Huela, Nizkarim, the days are spoken of. So that's a reference to the Mikra Megillah. So the Chiyuv Mikra Megillah Medivrei Kabbalah is really Bayom. And the whole Kriyas HaMegillah Balayda, the night before Purim, is as a Hachana. So that the Kriya Bayom, that's the Lenin. It's not just the Hachana. Hachana is you don't say a Brach on a Hechshem Mitzvah. And the Chachmei HaGemara, whoever, was Mesakein that you should lay in the Megillah Balayda so that the Kriya Bayom will be the second Kriya. So that was his suggestion. That was his mashal. Person hears the Megillah Balayla, he drops dead before he hears the Megillah Bayom, he's not yet to anything. The whole Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is only so that the Kriya Bayom will be Ula Shanaisa. It will be a second reading of the Megillah and you'll understand it better. We haven't heard the story of the... I don't remember the story from one year to the other, all the details. When I hear the Mikra Megillah Balayla, I remind myself of the story. Then when I hear the Mikra Megillah Bayom, I understand it better because I heard the Megillah Balayla. That's what he used to say from the Netziv. So the Iker Kriya Bayom, so the Mechaev is not the Ben Hashmashes. Purim really begins in the morning, because it's a Goyish. It was originally instituted as a Goyish event, when they were going to wipe out the Jewish people. So by them, the 13th day of Adar was going to be begin Bayom, not the night before. So the Alois HaShachar of Purim morning is Mechaev. The Gemara says, Paris ben Yom Mikri Paris. That if you're in Yerushalayim, you read the Megillah on Tezvav. Ayoz on Mekavis Chaimah, Esu Shemenun. Yerushalayim, even though it wasn't Mekavis Chaimah, you read the Megillah on Tezvav. So how do you determine whether you're a Ben Ir or a Ben Krach? How do you decide who reads Megillah Yadal, who reads Tezvav? What if people are traveling from one place to the other? So it depends where you are at Alos HaShach. Alos HaShach, which day? So the Chazon Ish is famous. He has his interpretation of this idea. He says, if you're Alos HaShach of Yud Dalet in Tel Aviv, you're not Mechuyev. Not the reverse. If Alos HaShach of Yud Dalet, you're going to be in Yerushalayim. And Alos HaShach of Tezvav, you're going to be in Tel Aviv. You're not Mechuyev to observe it all. And if you're Alos HaShachar, Yud Dalet in Tel Aviv, Alos HaShachar Tezvav in Yerushalayim, you're mechuyev to observe both days, Mikra Megillah, the whole works. Sudas Purim, Shalach Manas, Matanas, everything over again. They say that the Chama Leibowitz had a brother, Professor Yishai Leibowitz. So they say he was a character, he was a thinker. He said, maybe it's above him, I said, but they don't say it about me, they say it about him. So they said that he was a character, he didn't like the Yom Tov. How do we celebrate victory over our enemies? So they said that he would be Yudalit in the morning, he would be in Yerushalayim. Tezvav in the morning, he would be in Tel Aviv, following the Chazon Ish, because he didn't want to celebrate the Purim. Maybe it's not true, but he was known as a character. He was different from other people. He was a Shomer Mitzvah, a religious man, he was a thinker, but he was a colorful person. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, Rav Soloveitchik thought not like the Chazon Ish. He thought just like the Ben Hashmashes of the entering into Pesach is mechayev to observe all 7 days of Pesach. So he thought the Alois HaShachar here it doesn't depend on Ben Hashmashes because it started as a Goyish date. They decided when they're going to wipe out the Jewish people. So it's the Alois HaShachar of Yud Dalet is Koveya. If Yud Dalet in the morning you're in Tel Aviv, then you have to do all the mitzvahs on Yud Dalet. If you're Yud Dalet in the morning, you're in Yerushalayim, even though Tezvav, you're not going to be in Yerushalayim. Tezvav, you're going to be in Tel Aviv. If you're in Yerushalayim, Yud Dalet in the morning, that's Kaveh, that's Mechayiv you to observe all the mitzvahs on Tezvav. Achidish. That's Achidish. He was working on the assumption that it's like the Maram Rutmerg, like the Avnei Nezer, that Ben Hashmashes is the Mechayiv to observe all of Shabbos, and over here it's not Ben Hashmashes, it's a Goyish system, so the Alois HaShachar, and all 4 days, why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't you say that your dalet of other rishon should be kaveh? I don't know that I never heard what he would say about that. But he said at least in the Shana Pshuta, the dalet in the morning, Ados HaShachar in the morning, is kaveh. Whether you have the din of a benir or the din of a ben krach. You know, there's a famous machlekes if a tourist from Chutz Lortz is visiting Eretz Israel. So Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in his Chubas and Afkas Rechel that during his lifetime the practice was there used to be tourists who came, they didn't come from America and England, they came from the Arab countries bordering on Eretz Israel, used to come to visit Eretz Israel and Shalosh Regalim. And he writes that practice was that they all observed 2 days Yontif. And that's the way it always was until the days of the Chacham Tzvi. And he was Ma'ar, he thought that it should only be 1 day Yontif. It should depend where you are now. So the Mincha Saluza, the Minkacha, was of the opinion, he has a Chiva in his Sefer on this topic, so he was of the opinion that just like it says by Purim, Poros Ben Yom and Mikri Poros, it depends where you are that day of Purim. Doesn't depend where you normally live. Wherever you are, that day of Purim, that's Kaveh, whether you have to observe or not. So he was of the opinion like the Chacham Tzvi. But he's famous, he used to correspond with the Sovek Adishan, with Alafandri. And he has Haskamas on his farm from Alafandri, so he always wrote, he used to correspond with him. He wanted to visit him, to meet him in person. And Alafandri kept on writing back, not yet, not yet, you shouldn't come yet. Then when he finally sent him, Kiva Moed, you should come now and visit. So he says, now, I'm busy baking matzahs. It was before Pesach, I can't come now. He'll come after Pesach. So he came during Sfira. That's when Alafandri passed away, when the Mincha Zaluza was in Eretz Yisrael. A famous visit, his daughter was engaged. He only had one daughter. It's a very sad story. Mincha Zaluza didn't have any children. And the Hasidim, he was married, they didn't have any children. So the Hasidim said, but they have to have another Rebbe, they have to have a descendant of the Rebbe to take over the Rabistva. So they pressured him to divorce his wife. The Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't have any children either. They were pressuring him. He said, go fly a kite. I'm not going to divorce my wife. So they pressured the Mincha Zaluza. He gave his wife a get. They were both crying. They loved each other. They're both crying. Then he married a younger girl. She didn't have children for a long time. Then she had a daughter. The daughter can't become the Rebbe. So he picked out, he only had one child, the daughter, that was all. And he picked out, when she was around 15 years old, so he picked out the best bachar in Poland, the most promising Talmud Chacham, from all the Polish yeshivas, to marry his daughter. They waited a couple of years. They were engaged when she was 15. They got married a couple of years later. Then, when he visited Eretz Yisrael, he took the future son-in-law with him. Son-in-law fell in love with Rav Kook's writings. He became a big Zionist. The whole Mincha Zaluza, the whole Minkacha, he was the main anti-Zionist force in Hungary. They were all afraid of him. Everybody was against the Hakamas HaMedina because of the Mincha Zaluza. So that's what ruined the whole. It caused such friction. When he visited Eretz Yisrael, he took the son-in-law, the future son-in-law, with him, and he got into trouble. So, so he visited Eretz Yisrael and he enjoyed it so much, he wanted to stay longer, but he felt if he's going to stay over Shavuos, he's going to only observe 1 day Yontif, he's going to make a big machlekes. I don't know why he was worried about machlekes. He was known as a famous Baal machlekes. He was always a Baal machlekes. I remember an old man who passed away already, who was a teenager. He was telling me, he shudders when he reminds himself. Mincha Zaluza would curse all the Zionists in public from the Bima. On Shabbos morning when he gave his drushes, he would curse the Zionists, then he would curse the Mizrahi as worse than the secular Zionists, because they made Zionism into a mitzvah. It's the biggest avera. For all the mitzvah, Zionism, the biggest avera of all. He would curse the Mizrahi. Then he would curse the Aguda as worse than the Mizrahi, because they make believe that they're anti-Zionists, and they're not. They're all Zionists. Yes, in his printed chubas. Yes, they were discussing at the time of the First World War. There was a discussion. He didn't live so long to see the Second World War. He died before. But in the First World War, they were discussing maybe they should be Geuser Tainus. So I think they say the name of Rab Chaim the same. He said, you only Geuser Tainus Tzibur if there's a chance that the Tzibur will do tshuva. Rab Chaim said he doesn't think that there's a chance that Tzibur will do tshuva. So that's what the Mincha Zaluza writes also. You only go as a tiny seba if there's a chance I'll do tshuva. So he says, who's going to do tshuva? The secular Jew is not going to do tshuva. The Mizrahi is not going to do tshuva. The Agudah is worse. And we didn't do anything wrong. We don't have to do tshuva. We're the only one. He has this printed in his tshuvas. Our man writes, his tshuvas are so beautiful, except when it came to Zionism. He went out of his kelim. All the other tshuvas are normal, except for the tshuvas. A few tshuvas about Zionism. It's unbelievable. Anyway, so that was his story. Now, he was visiting Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to stay over Shavuos. He wanted to stay longer. But he felt that because Machloikas, because he only planned to observe one day Yontif, he didn't do that. So this is an interesting idea, that just like he's saying, Migur is Katzoy to Ben Hashmashas, is Katzoy to Kaliyama, that all the Hilchus Shabbos are Chal, everything is Nikva, B'tchilas Hayom, so the same is with respect to Purim. There's a famous Machloikas, the Gemara asks, how do you say a bracha on Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, Nikra Megillah, Hechem Tzivon? How can you say Kiddushana b'mitzvos of Tzivon? It's only mid'rabbanan. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim. So the first amara says no. It's based on the pasuk Chumash, L'sosam el kol davar shigid l'cha yom v'nismol. And the second opinion in the Gemara says it's based on Shalavicha v'yageidcha. So it's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam passed like the first opinion, it's based on L'sosur, and the Ramban passed like the second opinion. So it's not to be understood. Why did the Ramban get so upset about the Rambam? The two opinions in the Gemara. So the Rambam passed like the first opinion, and the Ramban passed like the second opinion. Why does he get so upset? So the Ramban explains why. He says there never was a first opinion. First opinion only meant it as an asmachta. How does he know? The real source is the second pasuk, Shalavich. How does he know? Because the Gemara in Brachas, in the sugya of Kavod Abrius, the Gemara says, Gadol Kavod Abrius, Shadocha Vasesa Shabbatar. Gemara says, not true. Kavod Abrius never Decha Nisa Deraisa. Gemara says, no, it's Decha Derabbanan. And all Dinam Derabbanan, Akrod Alasasa Asmechinu. So the Gemara says, Beferish, that the Lasasa was an Asmachta. So that's what the Ramban argues. The first opinion of the Gemara, there is no first opinion. Everybody agrees the real marker is the second pasuk, Shalavicha v'yagedcha. The first one was only intended as an asmachta. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, what's the big difference halacha l'maisa between the Rambam and Ramban? Is there a difference? But is it pasuk or that pasuk? Yeah. So the Ramban himself points out, it's a matter of life and death. It's a major nafkamina l'dina. The dina is that a zelka mamre who paskens against the bezdan godel is chayv misa. So what if the zelka? What ein oinshem l'kayim asirin? You only get an oinish agufa malchus amisa if you violated a loises and azara. Where is the azara for the zelka mamre? What avera? Azara has to be allowed. What avera did the zelka mamre violate that is chayv misa for? So the gemara said the avera is loisasa mekal davar shagid l'chayam nesma. So according to the Rambam, that Loisasa is the real mocker for the all the binding force of the Din of Rabbanan, a person will be Chayv Misa as a Zaka Mamre if he paskens against the Bez Nagol and an issue the Rabbanan. So the Rambam the Shitasa writes like that in Hilchas Mamre. He says, if the Bez Nagol paskens the Chametz is Asa Ba'anoa an hour before Chatzais and Asa Ba'chida 2 hours before. And the Zaka Mamre says, we don't need that Din the Rabbanan. You can eat, it's Muta Ba'anoa till after Chatzais. So the Rambam says he'll be Chayv Misa, because he violated Lo Sasa. But the Ramban Lashitasa holds that if the Zaka Mamre disagrees with the Bez Nagadol, and it issued the Rabbanon, there's no Lo Sasa. Lo Sasa only holds. The Ramban explains that it's Kei Chadava Namish, but if you don't know what the din is, if someone will ask Hashayla, what's the din of Chanukah Purim? The din is that it doesn't exist. On the level of the rice, it doesn't exist. I can say Kei Palamim Chadava Namish, but you don't know what the din is. We know what the din is. It doesn't exist. So the Ramban holds that there is no Lesasa, there never was such a Shita. So you cannot become a Zaka Mamre if you pasken against the Bez Nagodol on an issue of the Rabban. According to the Rambam, you do. So it's a major nafkamina halacha lamaisa, whether you chai misa na mitam Zaka Mamre. But in understanding, okay, it's a matter of life and death. But as far as understanding, what are they fighting about? So Rav Soloveitchik said he never really understood why such a long Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Such a whole attack against the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik spent many years, he used to give shiur for Balabatim in New York every Tuesday night. And he learned Gemara Brachas, took him over 10 years. He gave shiur on Gemara Brachas. He used to spend more time on the Agadah than on the Halacha. Because he said if the Balabatim won't understand the Halacha, so they'll say it was difficult, they didn't understand. They won't understand the Agadah, they'll make fun of the Gemara. So he didn't want them to make fun. Whenever he came to Agadah, he would work harder to figure out what pshat is in Agarta and what kavana they're driving at. We start quoting the Kuzari and the Mar Nebuchim and Rav Sadigan, whatever. He never quoted anything from the Maral Mipraga. I don't think he knew that the Maral Mipraga had commentaries on the Agarta, but he would quote from the Rishonim all the time. So he said, someone had an objection. This was printed in the name of Elba Vasalovichi. Someone had an objection. When you learn brachas, most of brachas is dinam derabbanan. Probably 90% dinam derabbanan, 10% dinam deraisa. So on the level of deraisa, 90% was bittul Torah. Only 10% was Talmud Torah. It was only Talmud Torah mederabbanan. So maybe it would have been a better idea to give shur manzvachim and menachas, when it's 90% dinam deraisa and 10% dinam derabbanan. So you'd have more Talmud Torah deraisa and less bittul Torah deraisa. The Rav Soloveitchik thought that that wasn't a valid point. He thought that even though the Chavis Agar for the obligation to observe the Din of the Rabbanon is only the Rabbanon, but the Cheftzah Shel Torah is on the level of the Reis. When the Chachamim invent all the Din of the Rabbanon, once the Chavis Agar to observe it is only the Rabbanon, everybody has to agree. That's what he said. He doesn't understand what's the whole... He understands the Nafkamina, whether the Zalkamam is Chayv Misa, okay. But he doesn't understand... In Lomdus, why is this such a big Ramban? What is he fighting about? The Rambam also agrees that the Chavis Agava to observe the Dinim Darabban is only the Rabbanan. You say, Safik Darabban of the Kula. Chavis Agava is the Rabbanan. And the Chavis Shel Torah it is on the level of the Raisa. The whole Nafkamina is a Zaka Mamre, a detail, a little detail. Matter of life and death, but it's only, and learning, it's only a little detail. When is the Zaka Mamre in violation if he paskins against the dinam of the psak of the Bez Nagol? Does it depend on the halacha that he's issuing his psak on? Is the Cheftzah Shel Torah deraisa? So all the dinam derabban also Cheftzah Shel Torah deraisa. Or do you say no? Since the Zaka Mamre has to say halacha lamaisa, and halacha lamaisa, the Chavis Agav is only derabbanon, so Ramban says that he can't have loisosar on that. It's a little detail machlokes, not such a major machlokes. Rabban presents it as if it's such a major machlokes. So he didn't really understand why such a tumah. Rav Soloveitchik never mentioned this, but the Pashto says that the Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis writes like that. The Rambam writes that the Mishnayis contain Torah Shabbat Peh. And he writes that there are five parts to Torah Shabbat Peh, five halachim. He says, halachas l'moshe misinai, a part of Torah Shabbat Peh. Tefillin have to be... square, has to be black, and he says they're going to give you the hard, there aren't so many halachas from Moshe Messina, going to give you a full list, and he gives you the whole list. On the bottom of the page, in the back of Brachas, where they have the Hakdama Saramam, the Pirush HaMishnayis, so they refer you to the Tshuva of the Chavis Yoyer, where it's on the Rambam, that the Rambam left out two-thirds of the halachas from Moshe Messina, there's so many more. He says this is the full list, it's not at all the full list. So the Netziv in his Hakdama to the Shultis, the Kidma Sa'imek, it's not really Hakdamah to the Shiltas, it's Hakdamah to all of Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Netziv has a suggestion. He thinks that whenever it says Halacha L'Moshe Messina, the Rambam mentions it. Whenever it says Hilchus HaGemiri Law, the Rambam will never write Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Rashi and Tosfos in the Rosh will. The Rambam will write Mepi HaShmua Lomdu. Means that this din was derived from the Psukim in some earlier generation, and we forgot the derivation. But it doesn't mean the Rambam didn't think that Mepi HaShmua. The Rambam didn't think that Hilchus HaGemiri Law is the same as Halacha L'Moshe Messina. So that's why he's missing two-thirds of what we normally consider Halacha L'Moshe Messina. He thinks that they're not Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Not that he forgot them, but he taka disagree. He holds that they're not Halacha L'Moshe Messina. Anyway, so the Rambam says that there are five parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. He says Halacha L'Moshe Messina, and he gives you the whole list. Then he says, Pirushim HaMukubalim L'Moshe Messina. Every language has certain expressions that have certain connotations. The English language has certain expressions. Just look up every word in a dictionary, and you put it together, it's not going to have the meaning. There are certain expressions in every language. So let's say, pre-etzadar doesn't mean a nice fruit. It means esrog. Only has one shot. It means esrog. Or the Rambam gives you a short list of things. That a pirushim ha-mukabalim l'moshim m'sinai. It doesn't really say it in the Chumash. It's not halach l'moshim m'sinai. We have a tradition that that's what it means in the pasuk. Ayin tachasai. That's what it means. It means mamon, not to be taken literally. Then the Rambam says, all the dinim derived based on the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and the Reshes Bam. How do you read in between the lines of the Chumash? And then he says, section 4 and 5 of the Torah Shabbat Peh are the takonas de Rabbanan and the Xeris de Rabbanan. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying exactly what Rav Soloveitchik said, that all the dinim of the Rabbanon blend in to become part of the Torah Shalapeh on the level of the Raisa. And when you learn the dinim, you yotze mitzvah tam Torah the Raisa. It's not that it's bitl Torah the Raisa and tam Torah the Rabbanon. It's tam Torah on the level of the Raisa. Even though the Chavis Agav to observe those mitzvahs, Chavis Agav is only the Rabbanon, but nonetheless it's a chefta shal Torah min Torah. How can that be? That it's a chefta shal Torah min Torah, and there's no Chavis Agav the Raisa to observe it. He says you find it by Beishamashitis. The Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Erevin, on Yud Gimel and Beis, regarding the many disputes between Bisham and Bisil, the Gemara says, Elu Elu Divrei Elikim Chayim. What does it mean, Divrei Elikim Chayim? Means when you learn Shitas Bishamai, you are in fulfillment of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, even though there's no Chavis Agavra at all. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to follow Bishamai. You're not Pensart Bishamai Shita to make a Svek Sveka. It's not, you don't say, Allah Gedev HaMekel Be'ovel, Allah Gedev HaMekel Be'orlo B'chutz Lortz. You totally ignore Beisham Hashita. Why is a good question? We'll talk about that some other time. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Let's discuss it. Why. But there's no Chavis Agav at all to follow Beisham. Nonetheless, it becomes a Chavtza Shalter. So, certainly, by Dinim Derabbanon, it becomes a Chavtza Shalter, even though the Chavis Agav is only Midirabbanon. We read the Megillah on Purim. And we have one Balkari reads the Megillah, everybody's Yotze. How is everybody Yotze? That's based on the principle. Shamei Kaina. We allow Shamei Kaina by Dinam Daraisa also. We Yotze Kiddush and Abdullah. One person says Kiddush and Abdullah. Everybody's Yotze. Parsha Zohar. One person reads Parsha Zohar. Many had a meaning in Europe. There was such a practice. They would say along with the Balkari when they lay in Parsha Zohar, as if to imply that you don't allow Shamei Kaina by Dinam Daraisa. So the Mincha Zaluza happens to have a family that was a minig by his chassidim. So he says that it's ridiculous. You say Shemei Kaina on a level of Dara Yisrael. How's everybody Yotze Tkiya Shofar? Basha Pshat is that it's based on Shemei Kaina. One person blows Shofar and everybody else is Yotze. So you say Shemei Kaina. So in Hilchas Purim it has a strange din in the Mechaber. Mechaber quotes from Rishonim. It's not from the Rashi Ateis, it's from, I think, from the Orchas Chaim. He quotes a din, if you have a minion listening to the Balkari reading the Megillah, so you can be Yotze with Shemei Kaina, even though you're a person, you know how to read the Megillah yourself. You can be Yotze with the Kriyas HaMegillah, Shemei Kaina. But if you don't have a minion, if you have less than a minion, then you only say Shemei Kaina for the one who does know how to lay on his own. If the person knows how to lay on his own, then you don't allow Shemei Kaina. Mazeh? Never heard of such a din. You can't say Kiddush for other people. My wife can say her own Kiddush, my children can say their own Kiddush, and they Yotze with my Kiddush. He says Shemei Kaina, even though the people know how to say on their own. So why all of a sudden over here? So the Magen Avraham has a comment. He says the Shulchan Aruch is quoting these Rishonim. They treat it like tefillah. What is tefillah? The Ran on the Rif, in the end of Megillah, Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole Yotze drosh on this. So the Ran on the Rif, yeah, the Megillah quotes are Yerushalmi, that in Kol HaTorah Kula we allow Shemei Kaina with three exceptions to the rule. We don't allow Shemei Kaina by Kriya Shema because we want Kabbalah Somach HaShamayim. So it's not proper. He's going to say Kabbalah HaShamayim. I'll just sit there and shake my head. I won't say a word. So it's not Derech Eretz. We don't allow Shemei Kaina by Tefillah because Tefillah, if you need a Shidduch and you need a Parnasa and you need a Refuah, you want to be blessed with children, whatever tzorach you have. You want your children to be blessed with children. So you have a tzorach. So you say, you daven on your own. Don't rely on someone else and just say, Amen. And then with respect to eating food, Yerushalmi says, you don't allow Shemei Kaina. Did you ask him to eat the sandwich? You're eating the sandwich. So you should say the bracha before and after. You shouldn't rely on Shemei Kaina. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, it says it in the Mishnah. This part by eating food says in the Mishnah. It says, I think it's a Mishnah, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, Mem Beis and Bracha, something like that. If you invite a lot of people to eat by you, so it says, they give out the bread, everyone says his own Hamoitzi. If Hesebu, if everybody's already Behesebu, Echem Mevarach L'Kulam. And the same thing Tosfos says on that Mishnah, the same is, with respect to bench in Mezuman. You only bench Mezuman. We have, let's say, on Friday, on Shabbos and Yontif, usually the practice says one person, the father of the household says, sometimes the mother of the household says, okay, she alternates with her husband, fine. So someone says Hamoitzi and everybody else says Yotze with the Hamoitzi. So that's not based on Shemei Kaina. That's not based on Shema Kaina. The din is that you only can be moitzi the others with hamoitzi et hesebu. Everybody's eating the hesebu. And then the vort is that the whole group is only mechuyev to offer one birchas hanen. It's not based on Shema Kaina. Shema Kaina means when I say kiddush, it's considered that everybody said kiddush. Shema Kaina, Shema Kaina means even though you didn't answer amen, it's considered Kaina as if you said amen. So it's considered as if everybody said the Kiddush. But by Hamoitzi, one person says Hamoitzi, the other says Yetzi. It's not based on Shema Kain. If it was based on Shema Kain, you wouldn't need Haseba. It's a different word, that the whole Chabur, the whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Hamoitzi. The Ramah has a wild din. Several Achrayim are not happy with the Ramah. Ramah has a wild din. That's a person says Hamoitzi and he talks before he eats the bread. So it's a bracha levatol. He has to say the bracha over again. The bracha only relates to the food if he doesn't do a hefsek in between the bracha and the eating the food. But if he's mafsek in between, then the bracha is not chal on food. He has to repeat the bracha. So the Ramah says, what if, let's say, the father of the household says amoitzi and he starts and he swallows some challah. Then he distributes challah to the other people. And they talk after he swallowed some challah. So the bracha was chal for him after he swallowed challah, but before they got any challah, they start talking before they get any challah. So the Ramah says that b'nieved it's not a hefsek. Why? He's saying because the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one bracha. So as long as one person, as long as the mevarich swallowed a little bit of challah, so the bracha was chal. So everybody else can talk. It's like talking in the middle of the meal. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that many achrayim are not happy with the Ramah, but that's what the Ramah is based on. Based on that idea. So the Tosfos says that Bizman Hazeh, nobody eats Behaseva. On Pesach night, we find it a nuisance. It's very annoying to eat Behaseva. We're not used to that. So Tosfos says you need the maximum kviyas you can have. So Tosfos says, Yeshiva didan kehaseva didu. By Yosef, that's sitting around the table. So that's the maximum kviyas you can have. Some people have the practice, they'll say Hamoitzi when everybody's still standing. So that's against the din. The Pashto says that you're not Yotze. Because you don't allow Shemei Kohena on Bichas Hanenen. And the whole word only is, if a whole Chabura is eating together, and there's a Tziruf of a Chabura, because it was Beheseba, or Yeshiva Didan, Keheseba Didu, you have the maximum Kviyas you can have. So the whole Chabura is only obligated to offer one Hamoitze. The same is regarding Bichas Hamozen. Bizman HaGemara, the practice always was that when you bench Mezumen, only one person says the benching, and the others just say Amen. What is that all about? So the Rishalmi says we don't permit Shemei Kaina by the bracha, so eating food. Not the bracha before, not the bracha after. So the answer is the same shot. When you bench Mezumen, it's not that the one person benches and the others are yotzi with Shemei Kaina, like Kiddush and Abdullah. The whole Chabura only became obligated to offer one Birchas HaMozen. This is easy to say by HaMoitzi. By HaMoitzi is only the Rabbanim. So you say, Kach Tik Lachom. You're going to say the same by Birchas HaMozen. If one person eats food, so he's b'chiv to bench, the whole group eat together, so the whole group is only obligated to offer one birchas hamazon b'chabura. So Rav Soloveitchik, because of this din, because it's a strange din, he thought the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes Rishonim about this. Rav Soloveitchik thought that to bench mezumen, birchas hamazon mezumen is a din d'oraisa. He thought that din d'oraisa changes. When you have a chabura of three or more, so the whole chabur is mechuyev to offer one birchas hamazon. It's not that each and every person is mechuyev to bench, and the one who says the birchas hamazon might say the others is shemei kaina. We don't allow shemei kaina by benching. It's based on this idea changes the din deraisa. That's what he thought. Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achrayim, and then he quotes he thinks it's a machlokes rishonim. Whether the bench mezumen is a din deraisa, din derabban. There's a shach in the end of Choshen Mishpat. The Gemara says that they once mechabed one person to bench mezumen, and another guy grabbed the wine and he benched mezumen. So the Gemara says there's a penalty. If you cheat someone else from a mitzvah, you have to pay azor zehuvim. It's a knas from the Tana Rabbi Gamliel, I think. Gemara Bava Kama has a daf tzadik on the base, and the Gemara in Kisi Adam has a per Kisi Adam chum. So the Gemara says if you cheat someone from a mitzvah, someone shechts a chicken and he has the right to do Kisi Adam, and I grab the Kisi Adam, so I have to pay him a penalty. What if you grab bench mezumen? So the Gemara says you pay 40 zehuvim, 10 zehuvim for each bracha. So the question is, how do they calculate 40? What are the four brachas that you count? So there's a whole shach and chayish mishpat about it. The shach with the tzoysa, the whole esek, how did it become four brachas? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the bracha alkeinu shachanu mishulah, bracha shachanu mishulah, the bracha zimun is a bracha deraisa. He thought that mezumen is a din deraisa. How can it be derabbanan that the whole nature of the mitzvah birchas hamazon has changed by derabbanan? Whole chabura is obligated to offer one birchas hamazon. He thought that mezumen is a din deraisa. So that worked in to answering the shach's kasha. How do you calculate the 40 zehuvim? So there is a Gemara in Brachas, and the first daf, first Amid Beis in Perek Shloshin Sha'achlu, the Gemara has a machloek Yishnaim Sha'achlu, two people ate together, is it optional to bench mezumen, or not at all? Li paskal maskane, Yishnaim Sha'achlu, mitzvah lecholik. It's not even optional to bench mezumen, and each one has to bench on his own, because we don't allow Shemei Koine by Birchas Hamazon. That's the Gemara, like the Yerushalmi said. However, the Yerushalmi says, if one is a sofer, one is a boor, the two people who ate together, one of them knows how to read Hebrew, the other one doesn't know how to read, especially in the days of the Gemara. They didn't have the Nusach HaBirchas HaMazon printed. They didn't have the Nusach HaTfila printed. The Nusach HaTfila, the Gemara seems to imply, was a chelik of the Torah Shabbal Peh, and it was prohibited, it was against the din to write down Torah Shabbal Peh before they came up with the Hatarav. The Gemara says in Tmureis, Las Lashem Efeir Torah Secha, they allowed writing down of the Mishnayis and so on. The Pashtus says that's what the history books have now, and the Achrayim have like that. The Pashtus says Rabbi Yehuda Nasi edited the Mishnayis, but it was still recited Baal Peh. They didn't write it down till the days of Ravina Ravashi. Ravina Ravashi was Masada the Talmud Bavli, but it wasn't written down till generations later, in the days of the Goyim. And then was the Machloikas, and the days of Goyim, should they write down the Talmud Bavli, or should we still commit it to memory? The mazal was that they wrote it down. How can you remember the whole Talmud Bavli? With it being printed, we don't remember. How is it shot to remember the whole Talmud Bavli by heart? And that's why there are always so many different girsos in the Gemara. They're not sure whether Ravina said it, Ravashi. What do you mean? The Talmud Bavli was edited by Ravina Ravashi. Why is there a suffix who said? The answer is, they edited the Talmud Bavli, but it wasn't written down until a few generations later in the days of the Goyim. So by the time they wrote it down, there were already different versions of who said, whether Ravina said it, or Ravashi said it, or someone else said it. So the Gemara has this din, Shnaim she'achlu mitzvah lecholek. You don't say Shemei Koine. You don't allow Shemei Koine. But if one is a sofer, one is a boor, he doesn't know how to read Hebrew, he doesn't know how to say the Birchas Hamazon, then sofer, mevarach boor yotze b'bechosu, then you do allow Shemei Koine. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Akasha, but you just said from the Gemara, you don't allow Shemei Koine, you don't allow Shemei Koine by brachas that have to do with food, not the bracha before, not the bracha after. So how come if it's a shas hatchak, and one is a sofer and one is a boy, it doesn't have to say birchas hamazon, why do we allow Shemei Koine? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the answer from the Bir HaGro and Hilchos Birchas Hamazon. That whole din in the Yerushalmi, that there are three cases where we don't permit Shemei Koine by Kriyashma and by Shemana Esrei, And by eating food, because you're eating the food yourself. You didn't ask him to eat the food. You're eating the food yourself. Should you say the bracha yourself? That whole din in the Yerushalmi that the Mishnah has, you need hesebu and shnayim shachin the mitzvah l'chol. The whole thing is all made the rabbanim. In Atari, you allow Shemei Koine even on Kriyashma, even on Shemona Esrei, and even on Birchas Hamazon also. The whole thing is all made the rabbanim. And if you have a big shas hatchak, one is a sofer, one is a boy, he doesn't know how to recite Birchas Hamazon. What do you want? So then they allow you to revert back to the din deraisa. So you do allow Shemei Koine. This Nagel Halacha, what the Bir HaGro said. Sometimes you go to your ENT doctor, ear, nose, throat doctor, and he tells you you're not allowed to talk for a week. You have a sore throat, you're not. If you're going to talk, you're going to ruin your vocal cords. You're not going to talk, so how are you going to be Yotze Kriya Shema? So you can rely, if you have a big shas hatak like that, you can probably revert back to the din deraisa. You rely on the din, and I'll tell you, do allow Shemei Koine. And so the whole thing is only with the Rabban. So getting back again. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you have a minion, and one person is reading the Megillah, everybody's Yotze, even though they have the ability to lay on their own. But if you have less than a minion, only allow Shemei Koine and the Mikra Megillah, if the listeners don't know how to lay the Megillah. But if one of the listeners is a Balkari, he can lay in the Megillah. If he's not a Balkari, it'll take him 2 hours to read the Megillah. I have to keep on looking back and forth to a chumash, a printed chumash, and I'll succeed in reading. So you don't allow Shema'a Kaina on the Mikra Megillah less than Asar. Why is that? So the Magen Avraham says, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting these Rishayim, they think that Mikra Megillah has an element of tefillah to it. We're offering a tefillah, we're implying a tefillah, that just like the Rabbanu Shalom did Nisim and Nefloas to our ancestors years ago, he should do Nisim and Nefloas to us also, and he should save us as well. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the state beferish in the Gemara, what the Magen Avraham says. The Gemara says, Chai varam likrisas and Megillah balaylo l'shanel sabayon. You have to lay the Megillah balaylo and to repeat it in the daytime. So he thought that the Rav Shlomo Levilna was right, that it's a takonif and a chafmei HaGemara, didn't exist in the earlier generation till the days of the Amorim, fine. And they have two different psukim. So one quotes a pasuk, L'man yizamecha chavod v'lehidam Hashem alakai le'olam haydeka. I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom v'b'layla. I praise Him b'layla and I praise Him b'yom. I repeat the Sheva. The Mikra Megillah is like Halal. The Gemara asks, why is it that we recite Halal Chak and one recite Halal Purim? The Gemara gave three answers. So one answer was, the Mikra Megillah kriyasa zui halayla. The Gemara gives three answers. Mikra Megillah is a form of Halal, meaning we tell over the story and we are implicitly implying we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the Yeshua. Then the other opinion of the Gemara is that it's based on a different pasuk, and that Perek and Tehillim, Keli Keli Lama Azavtani, Rachim Shwasi, that the Gemara says that was the tefillah, it's written by David HaMelech, that part of Tehillim is written by David HaMelech, but the Gemara says Esther recited that when she had to go to the Beis HaMalchus, Keli Keli Lama Azavtani. So the pasuk says, Alakaya Kiryama Walai Sana, I call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the daytime, and if He doesn't answer my prayers, I daven again, I repeat the tefillah again, balayla. You repeat the tefillah twice. So you see that Mikra Megillah has at least a double aspect to it. It has a third aspect. It's Kriyas Tanakh. It's like Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, like Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. The whole Kriyas HaTorah is a Takana Rabban. The Gemara says that Vayochel Shlosha Samim B'Loim below Mayim, the Gemara says, "Ein Mayim al Torah." They 3 days in the Midbar. They didn't have any Talmud Torah Barabim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Beis Dina made a takana. They should learn Kriyas HaTorah Sheni Mechamishi and Shabbos. So all Kriyas HaTorah is a takana derabbanan. So Rashi used to say it's a takana derabbanan, the obligation to learn the rabbanan, but it certainly constitutes a kiyum deraisa. Let's say according to the Ramban, that Tefillah B'chol Yom is only the Rabban. The Ramban holds Tefillah B'chol Yom once a day, every day, there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa to daven. The Ramban counts it in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Hey is to daven once a day, every day. And the fact that the Gemara says Tefillah is the Rabbanan means the Nusach HaTefillah is the Rabbanan. The fact that we daven three times a day, four times a day, five times a day, Yom Kippur, you say Nila, five times a day with Musa. So that's been the Rabbanan. But to daven once a day, every day, that's the D'oraisa. So the And the Ramban disagrees. Ramban holds a whole tefillah is only with the Rabbanan, but he says not on the level of the rice, it's like talking to the walls. No, inyan tefillah is the rice. The Rabban Shalom is listening. The Rabban Shalom is a shemei tefillah. The obligation to daven is with the Rabbanan, but if you do daven, there's certainly a kiyum of tefillah the rice. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik had a lot of things like this. One of them was about Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah, the chayva sagavra. To have Kriyas HaTorah, that's only with the Rabbanan. Moshe was Mesakan. Moshe Beis Dina was Mesakan to have Kriyas HaTorah Shalei Echel Shlos Yamin B'Loi Torah. But a kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur is certainly the Raisa. How do you know? He said once every 7 years there's an institution of Hakel. That's a chiyuv. The whole Tzibur has to get together, the whole Kol Yisrael. When the Oil Regel, on Chalamoid Sukkot, they have to learn Kriyas HaTorah. But he said from the fact that once every 7 years there's a chiyuv like that, the mashmoz to him was that whenever you learn Kriyas HaTorah, there'll be a kiyum deraisa. He had a lot of things like this. The chiyuv to do something is only with the Rabbana, but it's a kiyum deraisa. A lot of minhagim like that, he would explain the obligation to do a certain minig, let's say zmiris. I think he said it's a chuvas harosh. I never looked it up. I looked at it, I didn't find it. Okay, gotta look some more. He said it's a chuvas harosh. That you sing Zmiris on Shabbos, that's a minig, but he says when you sing Zmiris, there's a kiyum deraisa of Kiddush. Even though you already said Kiddush, when you say Yom Zeh Mechubot, you're speaking about the Shevach HaYom, and the Rambam says Kiddush has to have, you have to mention, today has Kedusha, and you have to mention the Shevach Hayom. You have to say what's unique about Shabbos. So those mirrors, some of those mirrors don't say anything about Shabbos. Karid Bein Olam doesn't say too much about Shabbos. But most of the other mirrors do speak about Shabbos. Did Nefesh, I think, also doesn't say anything about Shabbos. But those mirrors that speak about the uniqueness of Shabbos, its special features, that's a hemshech, that's an enhancement of the Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Reis of Shabbos, to say Kiddush on Shabbos. That's part of the mitzvah, Kiddush on Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the two psukim that they quote, Chaybar Nikas HaMigel HaBalal HaShanosu Bayom, the two psukim add another two elements to the Kiyam of Kiyas HaMigel. One Kiyam is Mikra Tanach, Yilani Tanach, Tama Torah Betziba. That's a Kiyam Deraisa, to learn Tanach Betziba is Kiyam Deraisa. The other pasuk, Aman Zamecha Chavod Ulei Dom, that Kriyas Zu Halela, it's a form of Halel. And the other pasuk that they quote Al Kayak Yom Al Asana, it's in a certain sense a form of Tfilah. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim and Nefilos for the Jewish people so many years ago, he should do the Nisim and Nefilos today as well. So that's a Kiyam of Tfilah. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Mechaber says that if you have Asara, that's a Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah. If you have Asara, the Shliach Kintzibur can be Moitzi, even the Baki. But if you have less than Asara, and it's Tfilah, it's not right to rely on Shemei Kohenah by Tfilah. That's one of the three things. Kabbalah Samach Shamayim and Tfilah, and the brachas that have to do with eating food, there we don't really rely on Shemei Kohenah. The Gemara says that women are mechuyev in mikra megillah. Afen hay biyasa nes. The Gemara has the same regarding abakaisis, the same regarding haseba on Pesach. So there's a machlekes. Rashi and Tosis and brachas. And brachas tavchav hamibeis. Rashi's opinion is that the klal mitzvah says such as mangrama, women are exempt, only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabbana. Only on mitzvahs that are written in the chumash. So this klal is learned out from the pesukim in the chumash. It applies. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos also called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there. I said Tikkun. So just like a mitzvah says shas mangrama on the level of the rice of women are potter, a mitzvah says the Rabbanan shas mangrama, women are potter as well. And Tosfos shows it from these Gemaras. Why does the Gemara say women are mechuyev and has seba and mikra megillah and hadlakas neiros chanukah and have the kosas? Because apen hoy biosanes. What's the pshat? What do you need an explanation? He said, I said, because these are mitzvahs as shazman groma. These are all the rabbanon. So mikra, then women should have been potter, but it's an exception to the rule, because afen rabbi asaneh. So that's why we say that they're chayv. So that's the pasha pshat thing. The premise is that they should have been potter because it's mitzvahs as shazman groma. So we say afen rabbi asaneh. The chasam sofer has in the tshuvas, chelek arachayim, he has, I think, maybe the last tshuva in the sefer, somebody asked him a kasha. Why don't we say women are mechuyev to lek tefillin? Because afin hay bios on this. Because it says mantia teras Hashem eficho ki biyon chazoka tiach Hashem in Mitzrayim. We read tefillin in order to remember the chivas yitzias Mitzrayim. So why don't we say that women are mechuyev? So the Chasam Sofer gives two answers. So one answer he gives is based on the Tosfos. The Tosfos says, why do you need a pasuk to say that women kol sheyeshno? The women are mechayiv to eat matzah because it's hukash tu isar achilas chametz. One should say afen hay biyasanes. So Tosfos gives a few answers. So one answer is that afen hay biyasanes only works on mitzvahs derabban. Doesn't apply to mitzvahs derais. Why shouldn't it apply to mitzvahs derais? Tosfos doesn't explain. So it used to be Rabbi Yom Tibor zechana lebracha. Used to be a Rebbe here for years, then he was sick for many years, Nebuch. We used to learn Mecharus in the dormitory in Yeshiva when we were both single. So he once wrote me, we used to correspond when he was in Eretzon, I was in America. He just passed away recently, no? A year ago. So he suggested an interesting pshat. The Beis HaLevi has a famous drosha on the Psukim and Shir Hashirim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he has to hurry up and bring about Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's now the springtime. So the Beis HaLevi interprets it the mitzvahs achilas matzah and maror and korban pesach, everything was there before Brias HaOlam. Thank you very much.
You just have to watch this plug. That's why it's really gets.
The mitzvahs are there before Brias HaOlam. Everything was there from before. On a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, you can say, Afen Ha Biasanes, this is Zechel HaNes. We institute a mikra Megillah, we should all remember this story about the Yeshua. We instituted Havlokas Neiros Chanukah, we instituted our Bekoisis and Hasebe, all Zechel HaNes. You can say, Afen Ha Biasanes, Zechel HaNes. But the mitzvahs, the rice existed. It says that light, matzah sofa vayachel, dot was eating matzahs because it was Pesach. It was way before the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you see that the mitzvahs existed before the historical event. So you can't say on a mitzvah there is afen hoi b'yos ha-nes. The mitzvahs are not zechel ha-nes. The mitzvahs were there before the nes happened, before the history. The mitzvah of Rabbanon followed the nes. That you can say zechel ha-nes. Okay. So that was Rabbi Yom Tavoy Zachan L'Rochem. That was his suggestion, Pshat and Taisus. Why Rav Soloveitchik didn't say that. So that's why he suggested. That's why on a mitzvah deraisa you can't say afen hoi b'yosanes. But Tosis has another version. Even on a mitzvah deraisa you can also say afen hoi b'yosanes, but it'll only be midrabbanan. The svar of afen hoi b'yosanes and only midrabbanan. We have that there's a hekesh between kol sheyesh and v'batei chochamitz. Yesh and mikum achol matzah. The hekesh makes it that women are mechuyev matzah min haTorah. If you say women are mechuyev matzah because afen hoi b'yosanes, that'll only be a chiyuv on the level of rabbanan. That's the other answer that Taisa gives. So that's what they asked the Chasam Sefer. So let the women be mechuyev in tefillin midrabbanan. According to one day in Taisa, it doesn't apply at all to mitzvah deraisa. According to the other day, though, it applies to mitzvah deraisa on the level of rabbanan. So why are women mechuyev in tefillin midrabbanan? So the Chasam Sefer gives an answer. And Rav Soloveitchik used to say this in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And he worded it in a fancier way, and he schmaltzed it up. He made it even stronger. So he said there are two different things. There's Zechel HaNes and there's Pesumi Nisa. You only say Afen HaYoyesa HaNes when the nature of the mitzvah is Lefarsemes HaNes. So Mikra Megillah, you tell over the whole story. Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah also. You madlik the Neiros. Rav Soloveitchik thought, when we're learning Hilchas Chanukah, Rav Soloveitchik used to learn, gave Shurim on Rambam, gave Shurim on Shulchan Aruch, gave Shurim on Gemara. So he suggested Pshat and the Masechah Zofrim. If you like Neiros Chanukah, you don't say Neiros Halola, as far as that you're not Yotze. Because you have to do Pesumi Nisa. Pesumi Nisa, you have to say what the Nes was. You have to say a little bit. You say Neiros Halola, at least you say Bekitzah. But if you just Madlik the Neiros, he thought maybe you're not Yotze. Even if you say you are Yotze, even if you didn't say Neiros Halola, but still, the Hadlaka itself is Lefarsemes HaNes, Pesumi Nisa. And the same thing has Seba and Abakosis, the nature of the mitzvah, Pesumi Nisa. By Tefillin, when someone sees a Jew wearing Tefillin, the first thing that occurs to him is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not really. It's Zechel HaNes. It's Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. You can say it's Pesumi Nisa. That's what the Chasam Sefer answers. And Moshe Soloveitchik polished it up and he formulated the language. One is Pesumi Nisa, one is Zechel HaNes. So then Moshe Soloveitchik added on, and how do you know whether any given mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa or Zechel HaNes? So he said, based on Rishonim, whenever you say the Bracha Shu'asa Nisim, then it's a dead giveaway that it's Pesumi Nisa. So on Chanukah and Purim we say Shu'asa Nisim. On Leil Pesach, we don't say Shu'asa Nisim, but the Rishonim write in the Pirushim on Haggadah, when we say the bracha Asher Gyolana V'Golas Avosenim in Mitzrayim, that's the substitute for Shu'asa Nisim. So Haseba and our Bekoses on Pesach 9 are also Pesumi Nisa, not just Zechel HaNes. Velvela Soloveitchik has an interesting suggestion. This I never heard from Rav Soloveitchik, but this was an interesting idea. He raised the question, what do you mean, Afen Hai B'Yosanes? Is that the reason why, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah, says such as Magroma, the Chachamim were mechayev women? Or maybe I should say like this, since the nature of the mitzvah, since Afen Hai B'Yosanes, and the way that Chasam Sefer said, the way Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, the nature of the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa, So maybe this is really an aspect of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Whenever a nes occurs, we should be mefarsim the nes, so people should know that there is a Bari Yoivam who has the ability to make nesim, and he gives a Yeshua to the Jewish people. So Rav Elul Soloveitchik raises the possibility, maybe the Svara Afeinar B'Yosanes doesn't mean that there's a special takana, despite the fact that it's a Zman Grama, nonetheless there were Mechayiv women that made a special takana. Maybe the Pshat is Afeinar B'Yosanes, it's not called a Zman Grama, because this mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and Kiddush Hashem is not a Zman Grama. This particular form of Kiddush Hashem is a Zman Grama. You only read the Megillah on Purim, you only light the Neres Chanukah on Chanukah. But it could be that since it's a way to fulfill this big general mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush Hashem, mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is not a Zman Grama. So maybe that's what it means. What's an afkamina, whether you say like this, say like that? If you have a chakira without an afkamina, it's not a chakira. So the afkamina is, what about Avadim? There's a whole Asik, two girsas in the tour. The Magen Avraham talks about it. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Avadim Shukrarim, Achayv and Mikra Megillah. It sounds like Avadim Shenim Shukrarim are not Chayiv. But one should say, Afen Hay B'Yasanes. So if he say, Afen Hay B'Yasanes was a special takana, despite the fact that it's a Zman Grama, we were Mechayv women, so there's room to say, maybe there were only Mechayv women, they were never Mechayv Avadim. But if he say, Afen Hay B'Yasanes means that it's a Kiyam of Kiddush Hashem, and therefore Kiddush Hashem is a mitzvah in the Chumash, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is not a Zman Grama. This form of Kiddush Hashem is a Zman Grama, to read Megillah and Purim. But the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is not a Zman Grama, and that's why women are mechayiv. So then Avadim should also be mechayiv. It's not a Zman Grama at all. That's from Rav Elul Soloveitchik. That printed in the notes.
The Rambam actually doesn't even mention Afen Hayvosanes in all of Mishnah Torah. It just doesn't mention the words Afen Hayvosanes. Could it be that that's, he doesn't hold it
separately,
but it's like...
Could be. Could be that he holds that it's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Could be. Let me close with the Dvar Torah, not from Rav Soloveitchik. Everything I said so far was from Rav Soloveitchik. Now you can tune off your hearing aids if you don't want to listen to the last one. I have the following suggestion. There is a Pela Dike Gemara. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Megillah, Haksuva Bein Haksuvim. Have a Megillah, they wrote all the Chamish Megillahs on one big klaf. As Esther, Eicha, Kaela, Sheh, Ashir, and Rus, everything all together. So if you're laying B'tzibur, Megillah, Haksuva Bein Haksuvim, you're not Yotze. If you're laying B'yochid, you are Yotze. If you're laying B'tzibur, you're not Yotze. Very strange thing. So the Shagasari has a Sefer on Megillah that's called Turi Evin. He says, how can it be? Because you have 100 people in the room, so no one's Yotze. If you would have had 9 people, it wouldn't be a minion. You would be Yotze in Megillah Ksuvim. So because you have 10 people, you're not Yotze. So he says, what it probably means is, perhaps what it means is, they're not Yotze the Chayvus HaTzibur, but the Yotze the Chayvus HaYochid. So what's an afkamina, but the Yotze the Chayvus HaYochid? So he says, our practice is that we only say the bracha, Rabbis Rivenu, Adonis Deneinu, the bracha shalachreha, if you lain b'tzibur. You lain b'yochid, the Ramah says like that. The Bi'ur Agro says that the Ramah is a misunderstanding of the Rishalmi, and it's not true. Rishalmi says that you only say the bracha shalachreha b'tzibur is talking about an aliyah. If you get an aliyah in the Sefer Torah, when you go to sleep at night, when you wake up in the morning, you say b'chas hatov. You go to sleep at night, you don't say Hashem asal manu. Are you finished learning for the day? So you finished your Talmud Torah, you say bracha shalachreha, that's only b'tzibur. B'yochid, there's no bracha shalachreha. I live in Washington Heights. So the Breuer's family has all kinds of stories about dreams. They had a lot of their decisions are based on dreams. So one of the dreams was, Rab Shlomo Breuer was the son-in-law of Rabbi Samson Eiffel Hirsch. And he had a few sons. Yosef Breuer, the one who came to America, was one of the sons of Rav Shlomo. He was the youngest son of Rav Shlomo Breuer. And one of the other sons once came to visit the father, and he went home, and then he had a scary dream. That he had a dream, he was learning with the father Gemara, then he closed the Gemara, and the father said, say the bracha Hashanah Salon. say the bracha shenasama. So he said the bracha. So he called up his father. He didn't know, what does the dream mean? So the father knew what it meant, but he didn't want to tell him. It meant that he's going to die. And the next day he died. You don't say the bracha shenasama when you finish learning, because you didn't finish learning. Kriya Sater, you finished your aliyah, you finished the Kriya Sater. But a yochad never says the bracha shalachra, you're gonna continue learning tomorrow. You didn't finish. So he interpreted the dream. The next day, Taka, that son died. He didn't want to tell him what the interpretation of the dream was. So the Vilna Gaon says that whole Ramah is a mistake. You only say the bracha, harabas yuvena betzibu, but biyochad not, he thinks that it's not correct, that even biyochad you do. But the later Achrayim say, even if the Vilna Gaon is right, the whole bracha, Rabbis Yivenu, the Gemara says, Makam Shanaka Lavarch, Yivarch, Makam Shanaka Shalal Lavarch, Lo Yivarch, we assume the bracha was composed by the Anshek Nes Agdaila, but it was composed as an optional bracha. So the meaning developed, like the Ramah, whether it's right or wrong, the meaning developed that we only say the bracha, Rabbis Yivenu, if you have Kriya Samigila Bitsiba. Let's say you have, sometimes you have a women, the women want to have their own Mikra Megillah. So Rav Soloveitchik used to recommend against it. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar. When people listen, so the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar that a woman is Bukhav Mikra Megillah, but she can't even lane to be Maitzi herself. So we don't paskan like that. We paskan Mikra, then a woman can even lane to be Maitzi a man. But the meaning is that we follow the Magen Avraham Shem the Zohar. That Lachatchil, you don't even have a woman lane for herself, because the women are only Bukhav in Shmiya, not Bukhav in Kriya, whatever that means. That's our Zohar. So Lachatchil, we're choshish for that. So the shayla is, if you have, the women have their own mikra megillah. So a woman reads the megillah. So it's already against the Magen Avraham. You shouldn't do it lechata, but they do it. Okay. So the shayla, should they say her rabbis reveinu at the end? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, no. It's a sveka d'dina. There's a machloikas where the 10 women, or 5 men and 5 women, is that called kriyas ha-megillah b'tzibur? Because the whole, if you need a dovah shebikdusha, so the din is that 10 women do not constitute a minyan for Dovah Shebikdusha. But reading the Megillah Basar, that's not an inyan of Dovah Shebikdusha, that's an inyan of Pistum Enisa. So maybe here, women are mitzarfim to a minyan. So that the Ramah quotes, that's a machlekes harishanim. The tour has a machlekes harishanim. Is it called Mikra Megillah Basara if you have 10 women? It's another thing. Lechatchila, we do have Mikra Megillah Basara. It's a machlekes in the Gemara, Megillah Bizmana. Megillah Shaloi Bizmana. If you're reading the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, Bizmana Bayis, they would read the Megillah on Sheni Mechamishi, the Bnei HaKforim, those who lived in the little villages, would be allowed to be Yotze the Megillah. They could read the Megillah on Purim, but if it's easier for them to read the Megillah on the Sheni Mechamishi before Purim, so there was a kula, we allow them, we permit them to be Yotze Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. On the Sheni Mechamishi before Purim, if Purim didn't fall out on the Sheni Mechamishi. So when you read the Megillah, Shaloi Bizmanoi on the Yom HaKnisa, then the Gemara says you need Asar, you have to have a minyan. What if you read the Megillah Bizmanoi? You're reading the Megillah on Purim. So then it's a machloikus in the Gemara whether you need Asara or not. So it's Rav and one of his Talmidim, I forgot, Ravasi. So Rav says, when you read the Megillah Bizmanoi, you don't need Asara. But his Talmud Ravasi, I think, holds that even Megillah Bizmanoi, you still need Asara. So Rav is choshish for the sheet of his Talmud. He had respect for his Talmud. We don't pass him like that, but Lachat. We pass a mikra and megillah bizmana, you don't need asar. But he had respect for the other opinion. Like a lot of times, Tosfos quotes things from the Bahag, and Tosfos thinks that they don't make any sense, but they have respect for the Bahag, so the choshesh lechatchila, that if you miss one day in Sefiras HaYomim and say you don't say a bracha, Tosfos thinks that it's not correct, but we have respect for the Bahag, so we don't say a bracha. And the Bahag is the one who came up with the idea that the woman can't read the Megillah to be moitzeh the man. Pashtus says it's against the Gemara. Pashtus Gemara is that a woman can even lay in the Megillah to be moitzeh man. But because the Bahag said like that, so the Bahag lived in the days of the Goinim, so we were choshish for the Bahag Shita. So the... So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes this machlokes with the 10 women or 5 men and 5 women. Is that called Mikra Megillah B'tzibur or not? If it's not Mikra Megillah B'tzibur, so they can't say the bracha Ravus Yuvenu. So if the women are going to have their own Mikra Megillah, they're losing out. What's the chachna? Why should they lose out? They won't be able to say the bracha Ravus Yuvenu. So then, so they're going to hold. They're going to follow the Vilna Gaon Shita. But the meaning was never like the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon holds that that's a misunderstanding of the Rishon Mishalmei. Only said you don't say a bracha shalachra on Kriyas HaTorah, but Mikra Megillah do say a bracha shalachra. But the meaning always was not like the Gaon. The meaning always was like the Ramon. That's what the Achrayim say. Even if the Gaon is right, but the reciting of the bracha shalachra Megillah is totally the meaning amok. And meaning always was for so many centuries. We only say a Rabbis Rivenu if you have a minyan of Asur. So getting back again. So that's what the Turi Evan says. The Gemara says if you have a Megillah Haksuva ben Haksuvim, b'tzibu you're not yoytze b'yochad, you are yoytze. He says, how can it be? If you have 100 people in the room, because you have 10 people instead of 9, so no one's yoytze anything. So he says, no, problem is that the yoytze mikra Megillah, even though you have 100 people, you're only yoytze mikra Megillah b'toris yochad, not b'toris tzibu. So therefore, you shouldn't say the bracha rabbis yivein. That's what it means. Okay, you're not yotze the mikra megillah b'tzibur. Why not? What kind of a din is that? What kind of a strange halacha? Why only b'tzibur and not b'yochid? So there's a machlekes hatanaim in the end of the first parak in Bava Basra. Is it permissible to write the whole Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim in one glila, in one klaf? So we paskin it is permissible. The Rama paskins it is permissible. Why is there one tana? Things right. Mayor, Rabbi Yehuda, things right. Mayor. Why is it one time it says you're not allowed to write Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim in one klaf? So the Rambam, maybe you can pick up from the Rambam why. The Rambam writes, Halacha L'maaseh, you may write Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim all b'glila achas in one klaf, but you can't lane from it Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur because it's like laning from a Chumash. Chumash means like the, not a printed Chumash. Chumash means I have a Sefer Shmos. This week we're going to lane Parshas Truma. So let's say I have a klaf that only has Parshas Truma. So you're not Yotze, that's called Kriya Bal Peh. If you only have less than a Sefer Shalom, you don't have a whole Sefer Shmos, that's called Kriya Bal Peh. Like if you're laying from a Chumash, it's not a Klaf, so that's Kriya Bal Peh. If you have a Sefer Shalom, a whole Sefer Shmos, that's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, but it's not a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, a Shaila in the middle of Gittin, Perek HaNezokin, is it permissible to lay Kriya HaTorah from a Chumash? A Chumash means you have written on a Klaf, and Ksav Ashuris, a whole Sefer Shalom of Shmos. And we're going to learn Parshas Truma from the Sefer Shalom of Shmos. So it's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, but it's not a Sefer Shalom. So the Gemara says, Ben Pnei Kovet HaTzibur, you're not allowed to. What does it mean, Ben Pnei Kovet HaTzibur? So I thought Pshat was like this. In last week's Sedra, in Parshas Mishpatim, it says that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, Moshe Rabbeinu learned from the Sefer HaBris. What's the Sefer HaBris? So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Mechilta, Sefer HaBris is from Bereshis till the end of Mishpatim. That was the Sefer HaBris. At the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to him the rest of the Chumash in the correct order. So it says in the end of the Chumash, by the time he finished writing the whole Sefer Torah, the way the Rabban Shalom instructed him, he gives it to the Levim. He tells him, put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, either inside or outside, on a shelf, on the outside of the Orah, and the Gemara is not sure exactly where it was. They should have the Sefer Azara. That's the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. They put it there. So Rashi writes over there, at the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the Sefer HaBris consisted of, from Bereshis till the end of Mishpatim, at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime, the Sefer HaBris, Sefer HaBris means a contract between the Rebbe Shalom and the Jewish people. Like a person has a works for an employer, so you write a contract. So the Sefer HaBris changed at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Sefer HaBris means the whole Sefer Torah, from the beginning to the end. Now that's the Sefer HaBris. So the bris was made with the Tzibur. There was no bris made with the Yechidim. That's what we say in the Bracha. Shabachar Monim Kalam and Asalan is Tairosa. Rebbe Shalom chose the Jewish people, and he made a bris with the Jewish people. He gave the Torah to the nation. He didn't give the Torah to Yechidim. Didn't make the bris with the individual. He made a bris with the Jewish people. So that's what the Gemara says. When they cover that tzibur, you have to learn from a whole Sefer Torah. Why? When they cover that tzibur, it's kriya mitoch haksav if you learn from a chul mishmos, but we want you to learn from a Sefer bris, because the bris was made with the tzibur. So the Gemara learns out all the dinim of Gerus from Maimon HaSinai. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, just like our ancestors acquired the Kedushas Yisrael in the days of Maimon HaSinai. They had a bris before they brought Korban Pesach. So that was the first step that enabled them to eat Korban Pesach, Kol Ora LeYochol Boy. But that bris milah was going to lead up to the Geirus that they had later. Then in the Chumash, It only says that the married people went to mikveh, because Balkari and Apalet and Sheikh Lazer are not allowed to be present at Maimon HaSinai. But the Gemara reads in between the lines and shows that the single people also had to go to mikveh. Married people had to be perished 3 days before, because Palet and Sheikh Lazer is up until 3 days. The single people went to mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. There was no problem of Balkari or Paletus. Everyone has to go to mikveh for Geras. So you need Mila Tfila, you need Kabbalah on mitzvah. They had to say Nasav and Ishma. Some professor in Eretz Yisrael came up with a Chiddush. You have to say a Chiddush, that the whole concept of Kabbalah on mitzvahs was invented in the 1850s by the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalkesh. He was a Rav in Lemberg. That's ridiculous. What do you mean? Kabbalah on mitzvahs is the essence of Geirus. What do you mean? Until the 1850s, he can become a Geir without accepting any mitzvahs. That's ridiculous. That's the essence of the Geirus. They have a pasha like that. Some character rabbi in America published an essay that Kabbalah on mitzvahs is not miyak. He quoted a Rambam. The Rambam says like that. But all the Gedolim say the Rambam didn't mean that. Rambam meant we do a dramatic Kabbalah on mitzvahs. When the ger is in the mikveh up to his neck, the man or the woman, then we do Kabbalah on mitzvahs. We don't go through all the 613 mitzvahs. He'll get pneumonia. He's standing in the mikveh. 630 mitzvahs will take forever. So we give mitzvahs kalas, mitzvahs chamuras, but he's with a drama. Kabbalah on mitzvahs 2 seconds before the person is toivel in the mikveh. So the Rambam says the drama of Kabbalah on mitzvahs is not miyakev, but Kabbalah on mitzvahs is certainly miyakev if he doesn't accept anything. The geirus of the kusim, originally they didn't, it says in Tarach, esaleim hayo ovdim, they still continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says it was worthless. It was meaningless. The original geirus, they were still goyim. The whole machlekes hatanoim was historical machlekes, where they megayer afterwards the second time, but the first geirus was meaningless because there was no kabbalas on mitzvahs. So the Gemara says this is all part of geirus. You need kabbalas on mitzvahs, you need mila, you need tefila, you need korban. At the end of Parshat Mishpatim, the geir has to bring a korban. But then it says in Chumash that you need kriyas haterev from a sefer abris. So how come we don't require a sefer abris every time we have a geir? That day we should go to shul and learn Kriyas HaTorah, Lekavod DeGer. So the answer probably is, this requirement of Kriyas HaTorah, learn from the Sefer Abis, that's only when you have Kabbalah HaTorah Al Yedei HaTzibur. When you have Al Yedei Yechidim, you don't need Sefer Abis. So on the occasion of Nes Purim, the Gemara had a tradition, Kima V'Kiblu, Kima Mashi Kiblu Kvar. The Gemara says in Shabbos Peches, there was a second Kabbalah HaTorah Al Yedei HaTzibur. So they had to write a new Sefer HaBris and learn from the Sefer HaBris. So what is that Sefer HaBris? So our tradition has it that that's the Megillah Sester. The Megillah Sester has a Mila over all of the other Svarim. In Ksuvim, the other Svarim are not Sefer HaBris. Megillah Sester has a status. Pasuk refers to Megillah Sester, Divrei Shalom Ve'Emes. What is Divrei Shalom Ve'Emes? The Gemara says, Kamito Shal Torah, like the real McCoy. Just like the Sefer Torah is a Sefer HaBris, so too Megillah Sester is a Sefer HaBris. The Rabbi Natam has a different shot than the Gemara. Divrei Shalom Ve'Emes, he says, it means a mezuzah. But the Achrayim point out that Rashi says Divrei Shalom Ve'Emes means Kamito Shal Torah, Sefer Torah. Divrei Shalom says Beferish like Rashi, not like the Rabbi Natam. So the Sefer HaBris is the Megillah Sester. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah, it's permissible to write a Sefer Torah with Nevi'im and Ksuvim together, but if you do, you can't learn Kriyas HaTorah from it, because it's like Chumashim. Why is it like a Chumash? Because the Rambam writes that there's a din if you have Sefer Torah, Yiter Aysachas, if you have an extra word, an extra letter in the Sefer Torah, it's puzzle. Why? So the Rambam says, Yesek Kenotel Domi. If you have extra, it's like if you're missing Sefer Torah Shechaser Aysachas. Chaser Aysachas never says in the Gemara, it's a Zohar. The Gemara says Sefer Torah Shechaser Yiriya Achas is possible. So there are some Rishonim, the Baal Ha'Tos says Paskin Chaser Yiriya Achas. Missing one letter is kosher. But the Rambam writes like the Zohar. The Rambam had access to a couple of Rambams, but the Rambam writes things that only appear in the Zohar. We don't have any other stuff. This is one of them. By Chalitza also there's a Rambam. When you finish the Chalitza, you throw the shul away. The only source that we have is the Zohar. A couple of Rambams like that. So the Rambam says, if you have the Sefer Torah and the Nevi'im Ksuvim, Sefer Torah has the status of the Sefer HaBris, and the Nevi'im Ksuvim are not Sefer HaBris. So because you have extra, yesek and not al dami, so it's considered as if it pulls down the level of the Kedusha Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, it's Torah Shebichsav, but it's no longer called Sefer HaBris, because it's Mechurach B'yachad with the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. So it pulls down the level. So that's why it's like a Chumash. If you would lay in Parshas Truma from a Chumash from a Sefer Torah that only has Chumash Mos, it'll be Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, but it's not a Sefer HaBris. And the Gemara says, Nekover HaTzibur, the Gemara in Hanizokhin says you can't lay in from a Chumash. You have to lay from a whole Sefer Torah, because the whole Sefer Torah is the Sefer HaBris. The Bris was made with the Tzibur. So there's a Tshuva HaRashba where he puts these two together. Puts together just like the din is, if you have all the Tanakh, Bikricha Achas, the Chamish Chumash Torah will be the level of the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah is lowered. That's probably why there's one opinion that you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to write Bikricha Achas, because you'll be pulling down the level of the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. So the same is true regarding Megillah Esther. If you have Megillah Haksuva Ben Haksuvim, the only Sefer in Ksuvim that has the status of a Sefer HaBris is Megillah Esther. And when you lay B'tzibur, the din is you have to lay from a Sefer HaBris. Like Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, you have to lay from a Sefer Torah B'Shalom, not from a Chumash. Not sufficient to have Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. The Bris was made with the Tzibur. So the Rashba puts these two dinim together. Interesting. So I thought that was maybe the Pshat. Okay, should all celebrate Purim with big simcha. Rabbi Shalom should show us Yeshua's Nisim and the flaws, just like he did on the occasion of Nes Purim. Amen. So they should have more to say about Purim, but all the time.